The UN Human Rights High Commissioner described girls' education as a topic of deep importance, both personally and globally. He said while the empowerment of women has been one of the significant achievements of the past century, it would not have been possible without education.
Access to education is the key that unlocks many kinds of achievements and choices. It is a right in itself, but also a multiplier right. Empowered by education and education of quality, which stimulates curiosity, sharpens critical skills, and builds competence, girls can grow up to deploy their skills. They can make choices about their health, work, and personal life, and they will be more able to fight successfully for the full range of their human rights, including the right to fully participate in the decisions that shape society.
Despite the benefits of sending girls to school, obstacles persist in realizing this right. These can be due to entrenched beliefs about the roles of men and women, according to Barbara Bailey, Vice Chair of the Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, or CEDAW. She lists early or forced marriage, adolescent pregnancy, and cultural practices related to their initiation into womanhood as factors that keep girls out of the classroom.
The major implications of the impact of sociocultural norms, which impede girls' access to education, is the continued subordination of females in both the private and public domains, and the lack of capabilities that could equip them to exercise greater personal autonomy and take greater control of their sexual and reproductive health and rights.
The UN Human Rights Office believes states have legal obligations to ensure that all people can enjoy an education, both formal and informal. Kishore Singh is the UN Special Rapporteur on the right to education.
There is need for us to take, at national level, appropriate steps in order to make the fundamental principle of equality of opportunity in education a reality, both in law and in fact. And that principle of equality of opportunity means, above all, gender parity and ensuring access to girls of education.
Panel members also discussed how quality education can both promote and protect human rights. Deanne Penn, United Nations.